Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Mike Armstrong podcast show. And this afternoon, we're joined by Coach Monique, who is joining us from Pittsburgh in Pennsylvania, USA. And she is a coach. And we met on Clubhouse. And we're going to have an interesting conversation, find out a little bit about each other, and maybe see if we can drop some knowledge bombs at the same time. How are you doing today, Coach Monique? Are you okay?
I am great. I'm excited to be here. So thank you, Mike, for extending the invitation.
No problem. And thank you for accepting the invitation.
Yep, it's great. That's one of the things I love about Clubhouse. You're just meeting with people all over the world you wouldn't usually meet.
Yes, definitely. You know, and what I love about it as well is that you get to connect with them on a deeper human level in a much quicker ratio or speed than you can do via any other social media platform. So that's what I'm into. I'm into getting into deep connections with people quickly because I'm in the art of building relationships. And so the quicker you can get into a deeper relationship, the more that relationship will have time to flourish and to grow.
Amen to that.
Yeah, amen to that. That's. I wish more people went into networking and connected with that approach, but hopefully we can educate them and help them to take on that approach in their life.
Well, the truth is the quality of your relationships is the biggest indicator of your success and failure and happiness in life. So in that way, Clubhouse provides an unprecedented platform.
Yeah, exactly. And I listen and study to lots of entrepreneurs, etc. And every one of them will tell you that they're only as good as the team they build around them, which is relationship building. And they're only as and they're as valuable as their network. Basically, their network equals their net worth. And I actually like to just add into that caveat that it's not your network that equals your net worth, but it's how you leverage your network, which equals your net worth.
Absolutely. That's a great way of putting it. That's true. You can have tons of relationships and there's lots of value in that in your network, but what are you doing with it? And what is your intention with it?
Yeah, exactly. And so I've never heard anyone actually add that little addition, if you like, or amendment. So I might trademark it one day, but I think it is the key to networking is how you leverage the relationships of all of the people around you. And not many people understand leveraging and, you know, how to do that. But, people who've been around for a while or have learned this sort of thing know that, leverages is just about how you can, you know, get value off their brand or their reputation or by, you know, a swap of knowledge or service or whatever. You can leverage so many different things in so many different ways. So we're leveraging each other now. You know, I'm leveraging off your knowledge and your content and you're leveraging off my platform. And it's a win-win symbiotic relationship.
Great. I love the way you put it. Yes.
Yeah, brilliant. So tell us a little bit about Coach Monique, the person, the coach, and then a little bit about Coach Monique, the business, and how it all came about.
Well, okay. So I like to say I've been living in this body of work for 27 years. I've been working in this body of work for 17. So just a little bit of background about me. So I was born into rural poverty with two parents who were significantly mentally ill, doing the best they could, but really struggling and I had undiagnosed learning disabilities. So as a kid, I couldn't learn my multiplication tables. I really struggled in school and I had undiagnosed epilepsy. So what looked like was staring or daydreaming was actually petite mal seizures. So I got a lot of messages growing up, not just indirectly, but directly, that you're stupid, you're lazy, you're not enough, and you know, multitude of versions of those things. And I also grew up in a family where there was a big belief that people like us, right? I come from an immigrant. My great-grandmother was actually purchased by my great-grandfather as what we would call today a sex slave. And she was never allowed to learn English or be empowered in any way. And her children weren't allowed to speak her language to her. And so there were lots of messages that people like us don't go to college. People like us don't buy new cars. Lots of things people like us don't do. And so I barely graduated from high school. I ended up pregnant and married at 19 years old and divorced at 21. and just really, really struggled. I remember at one point in my life, I said to a friend, I wish I was a smoker. And he said to me, why the hell would you wish you were a smoker? Like, nobody wishes that, right? And I was like, because I could quit smoking and it would mean there was something I could do in my life to have a positive impact for myself and my son. But life has a way of changing. And I did get the opportunity to go to college at 24. And I went, and I was never a star student, but I graduated in 4 years. And then I ended up remarried, and I ended up living a life that people in my family was, you know, it was just of travel and a certain level of security and prestige and being able to bring my children up very differently than I was brought up. But there was a part of me that was angry and wasn't happy, and I would feel ashamed because what I had already was doing so much better than I had a right to do, right? And then one day I read a line in a book when I was 30, and that line changed my life. And it ended up, I went to a workshop. I don't know if you have the Silva Method. And I ended up going to a Silva Method workshop. And it was a 2-day workshop, but the first thing we learned in the first 2-hour segment was, not only could you, but you had an obligation to question your thoughts. And for me, that was transformational. I had grown up with no one wanted to hear what I had to say, and I probably didn't have anything valuable to say anyway. And so that began a 10-year journey of really deep self-exploration. I used to say I was born with so many issues, I had a U-Haul. And during that 10 years, I did therapy, I did Landmark, I did a lot of things. I worked myself like a full-time job. And then kind of at the end of that 10 years, I was picking my son up at school one day, and I heard these women just kind of like, oh, the woes of me. And I remember thinking, and these women were quite professionally and socially successful. And I remember having this thought that if those women can't be happy, what chance does the rest of the world have? And it was literally a spiritual experience. That what people needed were just easy to learn, easy to use, like real techniques for real change, that change didn't have to be hard or struggle. And so I went home and I literally had cases of notebooks and journals and handouts and books and notes from everything that I had done. And I took a year and I built a 4-week course. And right as I was finishing that course up, I walked into an exercise studio one day, and the owner said to me, you know, we're Vitality and Wellness Studio, but we don't do anything for emotional well-being. She knew my story and she said, would you be willing to put something together for a class? And I was like, actually, I've been working on a class. So I did that first class and I had 9 women in the class and we sat on the floor in a yoga studio doing it. And for the next 2 years, I was asked to do motivational speaking and do some coaching and training. And so I went on and I got my coaching certification. And then I chose to specialize in emotional intelligence and brain science. And then I started getting clients who would ask me, because they owned businesses, would you come in and talk to our sales team or our marketing team? And then I started getting inquiries from corporations. And because I did not have a background in business, I pursued an innovation-based MBA. And so today, everything that I've done has been driven by client demand, including my book, Most People Don't Need a Therapist, They Just Need a Change. And if you would have said to me, you know, 27 years ago when I started my personal journey, this is where I would have been, I would have been like, oh my God, right? And 17 years ago when I started the business, if you would have said, this is the level you've taken it to, I wouldn't have seen myself sitting down with C-suite executives or multi-million dollar family businesses or celebrities or Olympians or athletes like I do now.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. What a journey that you've been through, and what a story of inspiration for so many other people to follow. So, you know, well done for that. And yeah, that's awesome. And I'm on a similar sort of journey myself, and I'm actually just starting the 17-year phase, if you like. I've done the 10-year bit, which I did for 32 years, if you like, of development, if you like. So mine was at 32 years, then going into now, you know, that career of coaching and educating, inspiring, motivating, and whatever, you know, people. Now, luckily, my 32 years of corporate and sales experience gave me all of the skills that I need to do the next phase. because I've been managing people and motivating them, inspiring them, educating them, all of those sort of things. But I know what you've done there with the start that you had as well. You know, you've done some amazing things to pull that around and turn that around, etc. So many people could have given up and used excuses and gone down so many bad paths, if you like. And lots of people in the real world do that. But you haven't, and you've fought against the easier route, if you like, of just giving up and not doing anything about it, about your situation. And which is why you obviously have got to such a high level in your coaching, because, you know, a lot of people would be massively inspired by that. So well done. And my guess is at that point, that 10-year period, if you like, you probably had a lot of limiting beliefs that you needed to get rid of. Tell us a little bit about some of those and how you got rid of them.
So the biggest limiting belief I had, because I think I share with my family, like people like us. And so one of the things was people like us, you know, we work to put food on the table and a roof over our heads. We don't like our work, right? I came from a family of coal miners, church janitors, and those were the men, right? The fathers and the husbands who worked. And my own father didn't work much, right? We grew up, lost our home, things like that. And so intellectually during my 10-year journey, I really questioned that. And I was like, that's not true. Like people like us, because I was living proof, like people like us, I did fly to go on vacation. I bought a new home, right? I had a certain level of security. So I felt like I had overcome that didn't no longer apply to me. And then in my business about 10 years ago, and we talked earlier before the podcast about branding, right? And so about 10 years ago, I wanted to take my business to the very next level. Was after I'd gotten my MBA, and I was investing in branding, and I was doing lots of things, opened a second office because I wanted to go to the next level. And I had a business coach, and I was doing everything that you're supposed to do, right? I was following the formula. This is the cost of getting a client. This is what you need to do. And I kept hitting a wall. I wasn't moving to the next level. And even my business coach is like, you know what? And my marketing team, they were saying things like, these are tried and true formulas. I don't know why, you know, there's something here. We just keep needing to tweak it. And I was actually doing a training myself. I do usually one or two big personal or professional trainings each year. And I was actually in London doing a training. And what the insight I had, again, it was like a spiritual experience, was that idea that people like us. And what had happened is I had already broken through so many barriers. I had this limiting belief that who was I to think I could have or do even more? I had already exceeded expectations. And so was I just what I grew up with, like too big for my britches? And as soon as I had that insight, the physical things that I was doing, none of that changed. If anything, I didn't work as hard, right? I wasn't trying to push it and make it happen. I had that breakthrough, and then things started happening. And that's what I say, like we broadcast with our thoughts and we attract with our emotions. So if you look at what you're experiencing, right? And what are the emotions that you can connect to that, and you can break that emotional connection, then you can start new things. And that's why my work now is largely based in not just emotional intelligence, but brain science. Like what we're our everything begins with thoughts, beliefs, expectations, and maybe most importantly, interpretations of past experiences. And yeah. For all of us, what you don't know that you don't know is running the show because it's going unchallenged.
Yeah.
That was really my biggest breakthrough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's what we tell ourselves when we're talking to ourselves, and what our subconscious picks up is what sends out the frequency to the world on what we attract, if you like. So we're not attracting anything because, you know, to take us to that next level, because we're not, putting out the right frequency, because we're not telling the right messages to ourselves. And once you start, you know, changing the negative language to the positive,
yeah, absolutely,
that you can do it, then you send out a different frequency, and then all of a sudden it starts happening. Yeah. So.
And so, you know, the average person's having about 65,000 thoughts a day. And if you're anything like me, when I first heard that, I thought, well, no way, I'm not smart enough to think 65,000 things. Like, how do you even do that? But then you realize that most of our thoughts, when you take away the conscious thoughts that get us through our day, those secondary and third level thoughts are simply repetitive thoughts from last week, last year, all of our lives. And so just because they're like gravity, just because you're unaware of them doesn't mean you're not impacted by them. You absolutely are. So yeah. I developed a technique, the delete, delete technique, to literally change your brain chemistry and the way your brain is wiring and firing to create new thoughts that are actually not only more self-serving, but yeah. actually for most people, far more honest.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And I've used a yellow post-it note method before, so that I put like post-it goals around a mirror and look at them every day. And they're the certain things I want to achieve in that. And now I've got like, whales and success and a map of the world and red pins, which I'm filling up, as part of my journey, for, like, because I'm on a journey to become a global speaker and to be a global impactor and help as many people as possible on the planet. And so like there's like visual cues, if you like, to get you to think subconsciously as well as consciously on what you're trying to do all of the time, and just not to let it ever forget and move out of your subconscious and be replaced by something else.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point, the fact that you're doing it on a mirror. So when I work with clients about intention work, and lots of people are very into vision boards, and they're not bad, but I have found that when you use a vision mirror, you're strengthening that, because when you look in the mirror, you're projecting yourself into what you want to experience. You become a part of that, and your brain processes it differently than if it's just a one-dimensional, on a wall or on a board.
Yeah, you're looking at the information and the goals and the details, and you're looking at the reflection of it back into you. So you're subconsciously picking it up and visually picking it up, I suppose.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. So,
and being really intentional about where you're putting it, right? Are you putting it in a place that resonates with what you want to have? So for example, if you're trying to attract a partner, putting it in the bedroom or the bathroom where you would be sharing space with them, and you're being intentional about that space, and then using a mirror and putting yourself in that experience.
Yes, some fantastic information and insight there. So I guess obviously you've got courses full of all of this great information, but you can tell me correctly if I'm wrong, but I guess is produced in online and also in a one-to-one situation.
Yeah, right now we have some courses that we offer around stress and anxiety, lifestyle, relationships. But the vast majority of my work is one-on-one coaching in the individual space, and then whether it's executive coaching or life coaching, and then some group coaching. I really niched down early in my career when I talked about having that experience that this is what I needed to do, is I've developed and trademarked 12 tools based in neuroscience and emotional intelligence. So my coaching engagements tend to be very short term. So like my most popular program is only 8 sessions, because I'm giving you the techniques and the brain science. So the awareness and the understanding. So once you learn the tools, they're applicable, whether you're a CEO at a Fortune 500 company, or you're a stay-at-home mother trying to lose 25 pounds, or you're a procrastinator, or you're even struggling with substance abuse. The tools remain the same. It's how you apply them. So I have relatively short client engagements. So I can work with a lot of people in a calendar year, for example. But I like to make things highly customized. And my clients have access to me. It's concierge level coaching. So there's text and email and phone exchange between engagements and customized recordings. Because I also do rapid transformational hypnotherapy, and it's a powerful tool. So that high level of service for a short period of time really allows people to have quantum growth in a short period of time.
Yeah, that sounds really good. I actually have just come up with my own formulas, which again, it doesn't really matter whether you're top CEO or somebody young just coming into the entrepreneurship for the first time. I created my own formulas called the happiness formula, which I call SMART, the SMART happiness formula. And I've got a success formula, which I call STREAMS. And literally, they're the principles, if you like, of happiness and success. So it doesn't matter where you're at now. There's always levels you can build upon. You can deep dive in the particular subject matters if you're having problems in some of those areas. But the principles of the formula mean that you don't really need much coaching, as long as you just focus on improving those areas yourself and scoring it out of, you know, my smart formula. You score out of 20 each one, and you can build up a percentage and then just keep building it up to get to 100%. And once you're at 100%, you will be happy. Like, you know, you can't fail to be. You'll be happy at much lower levels, to be honest with you, but you really can do all of them, and you can be 100% happy, which for me, I was living at the start of lockdown. That's how I come up with my formula. I was living it, and I've been 100% happy ever since. I was living this routine and coming up with the formula. And so now I want to spread it around the world. I will actually give the happiness formula away for free, because I don't want to profiteer or monetize happiness, but I'm going to charge for the success formula. So I'm in an interesting journey right now of looking to put together the collateral for all of that, but I'm also going to speak on it. I spoke on my podcast on YouTube, and I just did my first keynote speech the other day on the happiness formula. I went down a storm, which was awesome. I'm on a really exciting journey myself at the moment, and it sounds like you've already been there. So I'd love to, you know, have your ear from time to time, and maybe a bit of a tips and advice and all of that. If I can lend you any tips and advice on anything I know, like, you know, podcasting and social media marketing and SEO and anything like that, I'm a value for value kind of person. So, you know, I'm always like, if someone does something for me, I find a way of doing it for them. I'm also a super connector, so I can connect you with some awesome places, including one which I'm going to mention right now, which is called IWOW. Inspirational Women of the World, and you need to be in there. It's an amazing community of supportive entrepreneur women, and it's run by two awesome entrepreneur friends of mine. The one is Tracy Smolinski, and the other is Dawn Evans. Dawn Evans runs a large property portfolio. She's a Kevin Green Wealth Coach, and which is Kevin Green Wealth is one of the biggest wealth coaches in the world. And he's from Wales. He's the largest UK private property landlord. He's got about 30 businesses, all to do with all sorts of things. He's got his own bank, you know, so he funds himself for his property development. He's done a bit like McDonald's, you know, covering from like, you know, customer to supply right the way through in everything that he's in. She's a coach for him. And she does a lot of property development, a lot of investment opportunities. They're going to be building entrepreneur villages in Morocco. And they've just done some best-selling Amazon books for their members. They all get a chapter each and stuff. So you're just going to rock it in there, and you're going to love it. And they're going to love you. So that's brilliant. And Tracy runs IntraBiz, which is one of, if not the UK's top business network and events company. And we got three, I'm a sales and marketing director there, and non-exec. And we got three seminars coming up this year, March, June and October, and we're always looking for fantastic coaches that we can introduce to our network to speak at and that sort of thing. So much you know, I can collaborate with you and bring you in on and all of that. I got my own mastermind on a Sunday as well with podcasters and other communicators called Strong Communicators, and I've got a Facebook group and a LinkedIn page and all of that. I've probably got something like 250 social media accounts. So if you tag me in on anything that you do from now on, now you're in my circle, now you're a connection of mine, I'll happily reshare it to all of the places I can, because I love helping people and I love helping entrepreneurs. And I love, so basically I'm helping you as an entrepreneur by sharing your information and helping you reach more people. I'm also helping them as entrepreneurs by sharing your information to all those people. So it's the sort of thing that I do. So I'm what I would call a super connector. And probably a philanthropic entrepreneur. I haven't got billions and millions. So what I do is I give away my time, I give away my knowledge, I give away my contacts, I give away my experience. I do whatever I can to help people, because I don't believe in building up billions of pounds and then giving it away to people to help them. I just believe in helping them while I'm on the journey of building up billions of pounds, and then I'll give it away to people and help them. I'll miss out the thing that most millionaires and billionaires do, which is waste all their money on shiny objects for a while. Because luckily, I haven't been born with shiny object syndrome. So I don't need to 55 cars in a big house in the garage and, you know, 10 houses around the world and all that sort of thing. I'll just Airbnb and stay somewhere if I want to go somewhere and then not have the asset. But, you know, I don't need the asset. I'll just stay for a while, have the experience, meet the people that I want to meet, and then invest, you know, my time and money in helping other entrepreneurs reach their goals in life. So yes, you're part of my family now. You're part of my connections. So welcome to the team.
Well, that's the best news I've heard all day. And it makes sense why you're so happy, because what you put out there is what you attract back. And you're just putting out so much love and generosity of spirit and positivity, right? That's what you experience. That's what you're broadcasting with your thoughts and your energy. And then that's what you're attracting back to yourself. And it becomes just this beautiful open cycle or flow, if you will.
Yeah. And the thing is Clubhouse has accelerated that experience, because basically I like to work with heart-centered entrepreneurs, ambitious heart-centered entrepreneurs who want to make a difference on the planet. And those people are few and far between, if you like. And trying to reach out to them in the real world can be difficult. It's like finding needles in a haystack. But Clubhouse seems to be full of them.
Yeah, I've only been on about 12 days. And I would say maybe I've totaled up 12 hours. I've hosted a few rooms, moderated a few rooms, and spent some time like in Radical Gratitude and some other business groups. And I'm just stunned happily at just the authentic conversations. And, you know, it's not salesy. It's, in my experience, right, hasn't been salesy. There's very little ego. It's just this flow. And what really has been kind of like almost from a dimensional experience, right? There's this whole world that is going on, right? That so many people don't even know is there. It's like an underground world. And there's just so much free flow of information and connection. And I think it's being used, in my experience, in a very positive way. So that just vibes really well with me.
Yeah, well, it's like Narnia.
I'm sorry, like?
It's like Narnia. Narnia, you know?
Narnia. Mm-hmm.
You go into it through your phone, and then you end up in another universe, a different dimension.
Yeah, it is. It's like a different dimension. And it's interesting because I ended up spending 3 hours on Radical Gratitude on Sunday. And when I kind of got done and I left my home office and my family was all sitting around and they're like, oh, what was up? And I mean, I was like, well, I was just in another dimension. Like they don't even know what it is. If you don't have the app, you can't even, it's not like you can get on someone's computer and see it, right? It's just, it's so personalized.
I've been saying to people, like, I've lost hours of my life in Clubhouse. Like, you know, they're like, what's this Clubhouse? Like, you know, it's just another world. Like, you know, well, you'll understand when you get there. But for now, it's just like, it's like getting a rocket and going to space and finding a whole.
Right. It's like going down. Be careful you don't go down that rabbit hole. I've already talked to people who are like, have themselves on, Clubhouse restrictions or Clubhouse jail. Like, I can't go on the weekends.
I had my first restricted day yesterday because I've actually been on there in a combination between Zoom calls, podcasts, and Clubhouse. I've been doing 16 to 20 hour days, because I love it. It's just like me all over. It's everything I love about everything I love. Like, you know. Yesterday I was like, I got to pull back a bit. I finished at about 2 o'clock in the morning and got up at 9. So I had 7 hours sleep, and I need to restrict it like that, because otherwise you just get burnout. And it's so influential to what I'm trying to achieve right now that I set up a room the other day, which was like, I'm addicted to Clubhouse and I don't care, because it's so, it's so like the lift that I need to get me to the place that I'm going. I'm not going to sit there and wait for the lift, you know, watch other people get in the lift and that. I'm getting in the lift. I'm going. You know, it means I'm committed to my cause. So, like, you know, I can sleep. I've had a saying for a long time, and it's very relevant to Clubhouse now. And that's, you know, I'll sleep when I'm dead. You're a long time dead.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So one of the guys who invited me on, he said there was a room that went on for 3 days.
Yeah, I've been in one for that went on for 17 hours, and I think today there's one that started Sunday.
Oh my God. So that just fascinates me. It is just another dimension.
Yeah, well, because there's different moderators from all around the world, they take the baton, you know? And, right. And I'm a moderator in an all-day event sometimes, which goes on quite long, and I pass the baton on. Yeah, it's like a relay.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Yeah, it really so if ever you get any interesting people that you connect with and you say, oh, do you know Mike Armstrong from Wales? If they say no, say you need to know him and direct them to my podcast, because I'm helping them out. I'm helping me out. You know, you're helping everybody out. And, I know that you all meet and get on with fascinating people, as do I. And I do the same in return, you know. So obviously, you want to meet people that want to be coached as well, and you know, various things like that. But, it's a great place at the moment to really connect with people who you connect with on a real sort of deep level. And I've made some amazing friendships at the start of lockdown in March, coming up to the Clubhouse. I've got some amazing connections who I've never met in the real world. I can't wait to meet them in the real world via Zoom meetings and all of that. But the intensity level of some of those connections have just gone through the roof in Clubhouse, because like I say, you know, when just the people, because of the titles and the voices and the communication, the people who connect and resonate with each other, they're just finding each other. It's just a lovely pathway somehow for people to end up in the right places.
Well, yeah, I think I often say to clients, right, it's like what you're tuning into in a frequency. If we use the radio analogy, right, you can tune into country or classical or talk radio. None of it's bad. It's just what you're tuning into. And so your own personal energy and frequency, what are you tuning into? And I think that like attracts like. So you just vibe and find, and it seems random or serendipitous, but it's actually not. If you understand, for example, quantum physics, right, you're going to attract a certain kind of people.
Yeah, definitely. And obviously, I take it you're into the laws of attraction and manifestation and all of that. It sounds to me like you've been through that journey.
I have, but I don't like, if you're familiar, like with the book, The Secret, like I thought it was an amazing book in the fact that it opened people's eyes and educated consumers about what was possible and what it was. In that way, I thought it was good. In the way that I didn't like it, for example, was I thought it was too commercial and it was too formulaic. So when I work with whether it's abundance or intention work, it's about overcoming the limiting beliefs, because you can say something till the cows come home. But if you have a conflicting limiting belief about being enough or what's possible, such as what I had, then you know, you're not going to be able to build that energy and that momentum. So it starts at the level of brain, you know, in your mind, what are your thoughts, beliefs, and expectations? And when you heal and correct at that level, and then project yourself, like using a mirror and connecting with the emotions as if you already have it. So I do it in a more scientific way, if you will, after we've already overcome the limiting beliefs and the emotions. And so a little bit different. But
I agree as well. And so it's a great place to start, I think, with manifestation and, with this, you know, educating and speaking to your subconsciousness and, you know, really telling yourself what you want, etc. So it's a good starting point. But actually, I think the implementation, the massive action, they've been able to, you know, pivot, adapt, be flexible, you know, all those sorts of things. So, you know, it's great having the massive dream and the massive goal and the big ambition and visualizing it and all the rest of it. So that gets you going and gets you that first step of making the step in the right direction, because, you know, you want to lean towards what you want to achieve in that. But I think you need to have a plan, if you like, and work backwards and so put a structure in place and then take the massive actions in order to take those steps in the right direction in order to achieve what you want to achieve. But, you know, I'm a big fan of, putting stuff out there, you know, just putting it out there into the universe, into the person you're speaking to, the people who are watching, etc., making things happen. So, like, at the moment, I'm on a mission to get a really big guest for my 1,000th episode, which will be coming up very soon. those things like that, you know. So if you see us coming up, you start talking about it, you start putting it out there, and now all of a sudden, you know, you'll have a big guest, you know, at number 1,000 episodes. So it's things like that, you know, is where, you know, and a friend of mine, Tracy, who runs the IWOW and the Intrabiz, he put out there on a stage probably 4 or 5 years ago, speaking on a stage, he put out there, you know, that she one day she's going to do business with Richard Branson, meet him and all of that. You know, that was one of her main avatar for being the top guest speakers at her events and that. And she put out in the audience, somebody who knew Richard Branson, you know, was in the audience. So triggered the chain of events, if you like. And after they was in Necker Island at an event, like, you know, and I've been a few events since as well. So going to Richard Branson's birthday, actually, and 70th birthday, which is his 71st birthday, because it got cancelled last year on a cruise ship. And then we at Intrabiz do those sort of holidays and activities, as well as, you know, general networking, online networking, expos, global summits, all that sort of thing. So we're a networking and events company. So, you know, just by connecting with me, I'm probably connected to somewhere in the region of 2,000 people that I can message or direct message, or, you know, LinkedIn post or something and say, listen, you need to be speaking to that person. So I know them well enough to do that. Obviously, there's the 10 that you're super close to, and then there may be the 200 that are in your circle, and blah, 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 moves down in layers. But I'm a super connected person. And actually, when someone connects with me, they get all of those connections. And then they get all of Tracy's connections, super connected person. All of her ex-husband's connections, super connected person. All of Dawn's connections, super connected people. All of my super connected connections within my 2,000 who are super connected people. Let's give you an idea. One of them is say Mom Jarrett, who runs 150 WhatsApp groups, which is a bit like Clubhouse before Clubhouse existed, but only texting via WhatsApp. So he was already doing a virtual meeting and niche category groups experience, but all on WhatsApp. And he's actually not on Clubhouse at the moment because he's got an Android phone. But I keep telling him to get an iPhone. But what I'm saying is sometimes you connect with one person and one connection and connect you to like a million people.
Well, absolutely. It's a beautiful thing, right? And when you're intentional about it and you're about wanting to connect authentically and, you know, in a give and take and a flow and just to keep it going, you're just attracting more of the same and, you know, in quantum ways. Yeah. And if you understand the rules of quantum physics, right, that's the natural law at work.
Yeah, exactly. And that was a really good conversation and a really, really good way of you being able to demonstrate your skills and your experience and acumen and what you've learned along the way. So I've had a fantastic time doing that and chatting with you. Is there anything about your life or about your coaching or anything we haven't covered yet that you'd like to add?
Well, so I don't know. I think it would work. So I use Join by Text. So if anyone in the audience wants to get information about the delete technique that I have to help you shift negative thinking to positive thinking, you can text the word unlock to 66866. And that'll give you the whole chapter in my book. Most people don't need a therapist. They just need a change. It'll talk about the science behind the delete technique, how it works, and give you some real examples of how to apply it. Yeah. If you follow me on social media, it's Coach Monique or The Coach Monique on Twitter and Instagram. And my website is coachmonique.com. We do some evaluations for people, just some free tools, quiz and assessments about what's your biggest thing that's holding you back in life, and learning the delete and some of the other things that we do, and so access to some of our free courses. So if you text that, it will get you in the pipeline for other sources. And if you follow us on social media, we do some Facebook Lives, and are right now we're doing a lot of things around anxiety and these unprecedented times. So for people who are struggling.
Okay, good. Yeah. If you want me to come on and do a Facebook Live at some point and explain to people my happiness formula, I could tell you about it first if you wanted to and think whether it was right for them. But I believe it would be great for that audience.
Yeah, actually, I do think so. Let's talk about that offline and see if we can get something scheduled. And yeah, okay. Just get that out into the world because people certainly need it.
Yeah, exactly.
Now more than ever.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my happiness formula to spread around the world like a virus to replace the coronavirus.
Yeah, there you go. The corona competitor.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the virus everyone wants to catch.
Right. Yeah, the happiness one. Yeah. Yeah, I think that would be great. And I just can't thank you enough for inviting me on to be a guest. I've really enjoyed it. I feel like a real connection with you. And this has just been so comfortable and easy. So thank you. I really appreciate it.
No problem at all. And just thank you for being the awesome, the you that you are, the unique and different person that you've become. And, you know, I love it. I love your style. I love your knowledge and your attitude and your gratitude and just your energy. So, yeah, you know, I think, like you say, like attracts like. And I think, you know, I really respect what you've done in life. And if I can send people more your way so you can continue to build on what you're going to do, then you know, I'm more than happy to do that.
Yeah, great. And send me the link to this, or I'll grab the link somewhere. Actually, my assistant, Juliette, will grab the link, if I'm totally honest. I'm not technical.
<Fair enough. laughs>
And we'll post that on our platforms, because I think there's just so much value here. And I really appreciate the invitation. And I look forward to doing some other things with you.
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. And if Julia goes to, if she types in Mike Armstrong podcast, she'll find all my podcast content, and you can follow and subscribe if you want to. And also if she types in Mike Armstrong YouTube channel, and then all my video content from previous chats is on there. So there's lots of great entrepreneurs on there, over 250, which I've been chatting with since June last year. And lots of them in a similar sort of, you know, mind space, but in different industry sectors. So people you would, if ever you're looking out for service providers, people you would resonate with, but maybe offering a different expertise, etc. So that would be a really good thing for you to do. And you can subscribe to my YouTube channel, and then you get a notification when I post a video. I got a bit of a backlog at the moment because I'm meeting so many great people. I'm producing so much content, but I haven't got the time to do the administration bit of it. That's not the bit that I value. If you like, the bit I value is building the connections, building the content, and all of that. And currently, because Clubhouse has been so good to me, I'm currently looking to get a VA or an administrator, somebody to take care of the bit that's causing my backlog.
Well, when I did hire someone, it made a huge difference. So I can't stress, when you find the right person, it makes such a huge difference. So good luck with that. Yeah,
thank you. And we might as well have a couple of minutes now if you've got time, but we'll just say goodbye to everyone. Thanks for listening and tuning in. Don't forget to hit the review and the subscribe button if you want to, subscribe to the podcast for regular updates, or if you want to help me with a bit of love with the reviews. And thank you very much, as I said, for coming on, and wish everyone have a great day, okay?
Bye-bye.